The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Some of us find ourselves dripping wet. Wow. It has been soggy in parts of the country, particularly in the Lone Star State. So shake it off, dry off as you hang with us here for a while, talking about what ultimately is happening lately on the campaign trail. Hashtag always the circus. Now you've got one of Trump's aides resigning. There's been another staff shakeup. Often this is what happens when it gets a little tighter because you're getting closer to ultimately the promised land, which is the convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Somebody leaves Cleveland with the nomination in their pocket. Who is it? Joining us right off the bat, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing?
So, this Trump shakeup, what do you make of this?
That's a very good question. We obviously have him essentially trying to reposition himself as somebody who is taking this race a little bit more seriously. Since he's been in New York, he's been somebody that's been sort of looking a lot more presidential. He's been sort of avoiding a lot of the fights that have kind of come to mark his campaign in a lot of the earlier states. He has been certainly acting like somebody who is a little bit more mature, but at the same time, we're also seeing him, not entirely changing his stripes. You know, despite all of the good press he's sort of getting for being somebody in New York who is, capable of acting like an adult candidate, he is nevertheless still going after Ted Cruz over delegates, still essentially saying that he is having the race stolen from him, still kind of lashing out against the GOP as well. So although there certainly does seem to be sort of a shakeup within the Trump campaign over who they're hiring and what way the race is sort of developing, there nevertheless seems to be kind of a, sort of classic Trump streak that just really won't go away.
Yeah, so, there is the big gear up to New York City. Is it just given that on the other side Hillary Clinton wins this, or no, Bernie with the big gains?
At this point, it looks pretty clear that it's probably going to be, a very big Trump win and also a very, good win for Hillary Clinton as well. By average right now, I believe Clinton leads by about 12% going into this, showing that she's probably going to do pretty well. Obviously, she needs a pretty significant win in order just to not really stay afloat, but in order to try to remove sort of the, big boost that Bernie Sanders has gotten. He has done very well in a lot of the states leading up to this that has certainly kind of given his campaign some additional momentum. Clinton obviously wants to kind of pivot towards the general election, wants to kind of wrap this up. And this will probably be one of the rare sort of good nights that she's had, considering how hard she's had, primaries against Bernie Sanders in recent weeks.
Yeah, and let's jump to something that's going on with the White House still with the Supreme Court justices talking about, what's going to happen with that vacancy and also on immigration, because the president's last great big push besides Guantanamo, as you know, is immigration. What's going to happen on any of the Obama immigration actions, do you think? Because I would assume Roberts is probably what you would call the wild card in this.
Yeah, exactly. He's the wild card, and he's kind of signaled today, during the Supreme Court hearing on this, that he likely isn't going to be somebody who's going to be favorably adopting what the administration says and moving forward with that. The Supreme Court met today for Texas versus the United States. This is essentially a court case challenging the executive action taken by the Obama administration when it comes to deferred deportation and whatnot, sort of the executive actions on immigration reform that the administration had pursued in the absence of congressional action. There's a lot of people essentially saying that this was probably going to be, tossed out by the Supreme Court on the basis that there wasn't really enough to show standing from Texas or any of the other 25 states showing that they were actually harmed. But today, it looks like Judge Roberts was certainly sort of, edging along with the other conservatives and, essentially leading to what will probably be a split court with about four justices in favor, four justices against. This is something that would mean that it would go down then to the lower courts, which have already ruled sort of against the Obama administration's executive action and would therefore sort of nullify it there, leaving it sort of dead in the water until there is a new president elected. So the fact that, there is obviously some pretty major challenges posed for the administration with the lack of a Supreme Court justice, most notably the fact that this kind of, delegitimizes the president and his words and certainly kind of, creates kind of a political crisis, also seems to be having a pretty significant, realistic crisis on something that his, as you mentioned, was hoping to be sort of the crown jewel of his final days in office.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Always great to catch up with Justin, get his insights from Washington, D.C. So Trump, Sanders, Cruz, Hillary, and New York, and what ultimately happens in New York as we continue down the path of collecting delegates. I mentioned at the top some of us were soggy, and I know that I got many emails and calls about what was going on and what was happening in the state of Texas. And in fact, the governor of Texas declared a state of disaster in nine counties because of the rainfall. More than a foot of rain fell in parts of Houston by Monday afternoon. A lot of surrounding areas shut down. It was just that bad. About 1,000 water rescues, which is crazy to think of. In fact, on television, I was watching this, there was a live rescue. A reporter saved somebody who was obviously flailing and looked certain to drown because, they're doing a live shot and they're not going to just watch that happen. There were crews that saw high water on a freeway service road basically cover up an 18-wheel truck, which was wild. And sadly, the workers later found the driver's body inside that truck. So these floods have been a nightmare. Schools had to close. Power was knocked out. Thousands of people were trying to find places to shelter. A lot of rain fell on Sunday, and then others received a ton of rain on Monday afternoon. Harris County, which is really most of Houston, had water levels approaching 20 inches since late Sunday night. So you think 10 and higher rainfall amounts, very, very common all over the place. And so there's no doubt as to why the governor had to declare a state of emergency. And the pictures coming out of there were absolutely brutal. I mean, just brutal. Major freeways, feeder roads, highways blocked by massive water walls. You cannot go anywhere where you're talking about the kind of deep waters that just flattened an area. And Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Tyler, Longview, and as far east as Texarkana, there was warnings and watches that are really still in place through Tuesday morning. So if you are listening to me in Texas, or you're traveling to Texas, or you're trying to get out of Texas, because I know flights were canceled, make sure you take the appropriate measures before you venture out. Seriously. You have to be like an aquamarine, a marine biologist, basically, to get through this stuff. All right, hang with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Speaking of a kick in the head, check this out. This might be the blunder of the year so far, as we are halfway through the fourth month of 2016. Would you believe this? Imagine you work for a place that processes a lot of packages that get shipped. You fall asleep. Oh, you're tired. You fall asleep. And you get shipped with the packages. A FedEx hub worker apparently fell asleep in Tennessee and woke up in Texas. And no, he wasn't dreaming. He was a ground crew member loading cargo onto an aircraft in Memphis at that airport there. He just started to saw those logs. And when he woke himself up from his loud snoring, he woke up to find out that he was midair. He tried to alert pilots knocking on the door, but they didn't open and communicate with him. Eventually, they did the phone thing. He was told to sit in a jump seat until the plane landed, which he did. And the flight lands at 5:30 in the morning. So, of course, this is like a stowaway situation because they don't know who it is. So I'm sure the pilots started making phone calls. The FBI was there. The Transportation Security Administration was there. And they start to question him, and that's all it was. He wasn't arrested. There was no criminal intent. He was doing his gig, and he fell asleep. But that is so unusual. I'm so bored with my job. I just had to sneak in a couple of moments where I could just sleep and I could get away from it. I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired of the packages. I just can only imagine. I mean, first of all, is that a fireable offense? If you're on the job, now how many, raise your hand, be honest, have you ever nodded off at your job? I can tell you that I have. I fell asleep when I fell asleep one time when I was a DJ at a place called K-Bear in Central California. I was filling in for somebody. It was middle of the night. I was playing Metallica Sandman, and you know, it was pretty long cut. I was whipped, exhausted, just for 2 seconds, put my head down and fell asleep. Eventually, a phone ringing woke me up, and it was a friend of mine who was an anchor who was getting up to do a morning show, knew something was wrong, was listening to the radio station, and called me to alert me to the problem at hand, that I had fallen asleep on the job. Because I was always backing everyone. I was always helping everyone. I had my own shift, and I did my own thing. But I was the ultimate team player. Oh, please, my buddy begging me. I got to go out with this girl. I got to go out with her. Can you help me? Can you help me? And, of course, I said yes. I'm the sap that said yes when I was tired. And, boom, I was out just like that. It's a crazy feeling. It's like the head bob when you're driving down the road. You swear you're fine. You've gotten enough sleep. You're not trying to endanger anyone. But it's hypnotic, and you feel like, wow, did I just space out? Did I lose some time somewhere? I can't imagine what it'd be like to be this guy where he's sneaking a few Z's, just boom, conks out, and then he finds out he's midair. That would be crazy creepy, I think. He knew where the plane was headed because he was helping to load the cargo onto it, but then the realization that hits you right between the ears that, oh my gosh, I'm on a plane. So the question is it a fireable deal? Well, first of all, I mean, there's the blanket thing. Can you fire someone for falling asleep on the job? I would think they would get a warning. It depends, and maybe it just depends on what they do. But I would think you would get a warning. You know, some jobs you fall asleep, and we've seen scary results. Truck drivers, there was always the panic. That's why the log. How long in between? Pilots, are they fatigued? Bus drivers, train operators, train engineers, people who work in hospitals. I mean, there are professions where you could really injure somebody. But if it's only to yourself, and in this case, it is a dumbo move on the part of this person, but no harm came to anybody, and it was not intentional. That's why they panic, like, oh my gosh, where am I? Banging on the plane, trying to get the pilot's attention. It was definitely an accidental deal. Head went down, fell asleep, and that's it. And then you're in the air. That is crazy. In my case, I think I was only out for a couple minutes. And my buddy caught it, and the phone rang enough that I ended up getting it. And it became disastrous for me in a way, because I became the butt of a lot of jokes. Yeah, Sandman. I guess the Sandman. I mean, any joke you could possibly think of was leveled my way because of what happened there. But I wonder how many of you can relate. How many of you have fallen asleep on the job? And did it ultimately cost you the job? I'm going to throw out the digits again. You can pound on the digits. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. All right, so far we're into this. We talked about the severity of the flooding in Texas, the fact that Donald Trump said goodbye to an employee. And so, you know, for the record, here's who the employee was. I shouldn't say he was fired. He basically resigned. The national field director resigned. And Instead, Scott Walker's former campaign manager is now in charge of the campaign's ground operation. Stuart Jolly, the national field director, decided to turn his big letter into Trump 2 days after Trump met with the senior staff and elevated somebody that Trump recently hired, national political director Rick Wiley, above Jolly. So that was one of those things where, you kicked me in my ego. You kicked me in my valuable ego, so And that's the deal there. He said he left. He wasn't pushed. He wasn't shoved. He wasn't asked to leave. I believe that. It just was, he didn't want to do it. And Jolly was connected to Corey Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager. So it's kind of interesting. That means, you know, there's a maneuvering that happens in politics. Duh. You all know it. But inside the inner workings of someone's campaign, who knows who and who's loyal to who, and all of that can come into play because it's about numbers and results. And when the numbers aren't there, when the numbers are there, everybody's happy. Everyone's done a great job. Oh, our ground game was right. We had enough people. We did the right things. Look at the volunteers. When it's not there, it's who's to blame? Who screwed up? Who can we pin this on? That's what happens. So they circle the wagons. And that's why when somebody like a Lewandowski gets in, he brings his buddy. He's going to bring his friends. Of course. Of course he's going to do that. Imagine one of these guys falling asleep on the job with these campaigns. Long hours. You know, that's why campaign buses, especially those filled with volunteers, they leave. They tell you, hey, we're leaving at whatever time. And if you're not on that bus, you're gone. We're leaving you. We will leave you. That happens with professional sports teams. I traveled with the Dallas Cowboys, and if it doesn't matter, if for some reason you fall asleep and you're a reporter and you're with the crew or you're an athlete and you miss. If you're not there on time, doesn't matter if you nodded off in your car waiting in the parking lot to jump on the charter. That's it. There's just a time element connected to when you have to arrive and when you have to depart. I can see I'm getting some emails and some calls, too, if you want to weigh in. Let's hear it. Let's hear your sleeping stories, by the way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Meet you in a few.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me.
If you just tuned in, Kate Delaney, hi, America Tonight. FedEx employee, boom, picture this. He's on the job. Man, I'm tired. I need to shut my eyes. So he's helping to load cargo on, and unfortunately he realizes mid-flight that he's fallen asleep. He's supposed to be on the ground, was never supposed to be on the flight. He fell asleep in Tennessee, and he woke up in Texas. Mid-flight, he realized, panicked, tried to alert the pilots who were like, what's going on? There's an elephant somewhere behind us. Something is banging around. And then finally they communicated through the phone that was there. They told him, sit down, get in the jump seat, shut up, and we'll handle it when we get on the ground. Crazy. Does he lose his job? Should he lose his job? Some of the jobs that a few of us have had would endanger other people if we fell asleep. I told you mine. You tell me yours. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Mike in Seattle. Hello, Mike. Thanks for hanging.
Hey, thank you. Great topic, this falling asleep. I like your show because I just like the way you can laugh at some of the things that other people are so upset about with politics and all this stuff. So it makes it really nice to get a break from, you know what I mean. Anyway, so yeah. When I was a young sergeant in the Army in the 80s, I was in Germany, and you have this little duty, if you're a sergeant, called Charge of Quarters, CQ duty, and you and a private, you know, do wander around the barracks and make sure everything's okay, and you have to stay up all night, though, and you've worked all day. And there's always higher ranking, like the battalion would have, you know, somebody to outrank you, so they may show up at any time in the middle of the night. But you learn to sleep sitting up with the pen in your hand on the log sheet that they gave you, and that way when somebody came busting through the door to see that you're doing your job, you just have to open your eyes. And now I can sleep sitting up anywhere, anytime. I can just literally get a couple hours of sleep sitting up in a chair.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a great skill.
Yes, but I shouldn't have been sleeping. Of course, in the Army, you would get in big trouble for that, but I never got caught doing it. And there was some serious happening. We guarded fake Persian missiles, so it wasn't a real, you know, big defense issue. But anyway, that's my sleeping on the job story.
I love it. That's good.
Thanks for
sharing. That's a good story. And that is a skill. If I was Mike and he's ever in search of a job, he should put that down somewhere. I can seem as though I am totally awake, but I'm sleeping because there is a special art to that. In fact, he would do well probably on the campaign trail or one of the aides to a congressperson or a senator because of all the nonsense you have to hear in the crazy hours. So you sometimes see them off camera. I've seen a lot of people nod off. I've seen judges nod off. My brother was at the Supreme Court a few years ago for a case, and it wasn't a giant case that exploded and everybody talked about it, but it was a case. And he said Clarence Thomas fell asleep. Guaranteed Clarence Thomas was not asleep when the movie Confirmed on HBO came out. He might not have watched it, though. Kerry Washington playing the role of Anita Hill. But he said he fell asleep on the bench, and they were all kind of talking about the fact that he had fallen asleep. But I've seen other judges fall asleep. They listen all day long, and I've seen it in a traffic court, and I've seen it one time in a criminal case. I saw it, and I was surprised by that. And the judge nodded off and then kind of woke up, and it was a good thing that the judge woke up after that because the testimony was, you know, would make the hair on your arms stand up, let's put it that way. So certainly we can see that there are examples of that, but then it's a question of whether or not someone would be fired. I think because of the danger in some of the places and predicaments you would put people in, absolutely. And we know this is a big deal with driving. You know, when I'm driving and I think about it, there are so many distractions for everybody. And when I've seen the gamut. I've seen people reading papers, putting on makeup, eating not like, okay, I'm driving and I'm sort of eating my Big Mac. It's like they're eating a full-on meal. And how are you eating a meal and paying attention to the road? I mean, I have seen it all in cars, including somebody nodding off, and that's scary. The falling asleep thing is big, and like I said, we know that from trucking. My grandfather was a trucker and then ran a portion of Owens Corning, and he told me some stories how they would really emphasize that safety with truckers. But because of the wild, wild west and how it used to be, it was about, boom, I'm getting this, you know, I'm making good money, I have to get there, point A to B, how fast can we get it? And there was the push to make the time. Now it's that in-between. Yes, there's the push to get there, but we don't want to kill anyone on the road. So it's that thing about the log and that back and forth, and certainly we've seen this with pilots, too. I mean, I would think that some of your reflexes would be off if you were, you know, if you were tired. And we've all been at some point where we're dragging ourselves to make something, to be there for someone. But that's a little different than if you put yourself and others in danger. I would assume the FedEx employee is fine and will get harassed at work, but I could be wrong. I did actually make a few phone calls on that and didn't hear back from them. I am just assuming that, like I said, that he'll be okay. All right, our own Patrick Eggdorf has a sleeping story. I think everybody has one somewhere. So what did you do? You fell asleep on the job?
I fell asleep. So it was a couple years ago. I used to work in a movie theater. And it was towards the end of the night. It was the last movie to come out. I think it was, I don't remember. It was probably Harry Potter or something. But it was, it was Twilight. It was the third Twilight movie.
Twilight, okay.
And it was a later showing, so it was kind of late. And it was just me and the supervisor. He was upstairs counting the money. And there's some benches in the main lobby. So I sat down on the bench and leaned against the wall, put my leg up, and just kind of shut my eyes, you know, after some cleaning. And, you know, lo and behold, I fell asleep, and I was woken up by the people leaving the theater in front of me, and I stood up instantly and started, you know, greeting people out the door, and like, thank you much for coming, see you again.
I fell asleep. Yeah, just play it out, just jump up, boom, you're in the moment, I love it. I can see how that can happen, you could get lulled at a movie theater, definitely. That, you know, that's a pretty good job, working in a movie theater. Did you get to see, you get to see all the first-run movies?
Yep, yeah, you get free movies, and you also get special employee showings a couple days before release.
Mm, wow, nice. And you left that for this? Are you kidding me? I'm kidding. That's cool. I know a lot of people that have worked in movie theaters, actually. My brother worked in a movie theater when he was in high school, and it was great because we were just a couple of years that separated us. So when I was in school, when I'd come back, I would get to go to all the movies. Hey, you want to get in the movies? That would always be a thing. Like, it was a big deal. Hey, I can get you in the movies, sis. Great, great. What are we seeing? But cool, the perks and falling asleep at the same time. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Anybody else want to share? You can. I got a bunch of emails on this, but I'm going to throw out the phone number, too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You want to see where people fall asleep and they're tired, especially young parents? Look around in church and see people nodding off. I mean, even if you have a really spectacular pastor, priest, whatever, rabbi, whoever it is, you'll see people that will nod, and especially young couples, because, you know, they're just frankly exhausted from a baby that's been up all night long. I got this one from Ted, who says, oh, Kate, I heard you said that radio thing, and it's funny because I used to work in radio, and I guess I was like you. I was the glue, so I would help people whenever I could, which meant sometimes I would do my long shift, and then the person behind me wouldn't show up or had an excuse, and I would still stay through, and I would be so tired. And I had a similar situation to yours where I fell asleep on the air, and I was supposed to do a weather report, and I missed that. And eventually it was kind of one of those situations where I woke up and didn't realize what I was in the middle of, and I just jumped right back into it. I think it feels longer sometimes than it is when that you get tricked into that and you think you've been out for a while and you actually have not been out too long. All right, here's one from Fred, and he says, Kate, I have a good story for you about falling asleep. I took some kids. I volunteered to be the bus driver for a big school outing, and the outing was pretty far. I was tired from my job, not tired enough that I couldn't drive. I had coffee and I was fine in the morning, but it was kind of an all-day affair. So the good news was I was volunteering. I didn't have any kids that I had to whip through the park, so I fell asleep in the truck. The problem was I moved the truck to a point where it was the opposite ends of the park and the place where I was supposed to meet the kids and the supervisors. So they were frantically looking for me as they were coming out, and I wasn't there. Sadly, about 20 minutes went by. There was a lot of panicking, a lot of trying to get me on my phone, which I had turned off. And luckily, I came out of my coma, realized it, and moved the bus around so I could pick up the kids and the supervisors who weren't too happy with me. Yeah, you're tired, man. We rode rides all day long. We want to get on the bus and leave. Where is the bus? Oh, that'd be a brutal feeling. Stay with us. We're talking about New York next.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
New York, New York. We've been talking about it for so long that finally, you know, we look at New York and a delegate sweep in the New York primary. Is that possible? Well, that's what Donald Trump is looking for. He's looking to take out the broom and be able to clear the board when it's all said and done. And, of course, Clinton and Donald Trump should be set up for New York wins. It would be absolutely mind-blowing, stunning, shocking, use any adjective you want, if they didn't win there, because that's where they have deep roots. I mean, Hillary Clinton was a Cubs fan, but she threw that hat on the ground when it was convenient and became a Yankee fan. And, oh yeah, a senator from the state of New York. And, of course, Trump is a longtime New Yorker. So their supporters are there. And Trump has had people supporting him, like he did a rally with Bills coach Rex Ryan in Buffalo, and, you know, it's met with a lot of people in Manhattan. That's a layup to get people to be in Manhattan with you. So Clinton is making the final arrangements for what is said to be, you know, an overwhelming, you know, crusher over Sanders. So a CBS News YouGov poll puts Trump over Ohio Governor John Kasich by 33 points. An Emerson University poll puts him up by 34 in both surveys. But overall, Trump with a 50% lead. I love 538. If you've never seen this, Nate Silver does a great job. It's called 538. He does a lot of, I call it odds, but cranking the numbers and any situation you can imagine, because he does sports too. But in 538, they put the odds of a Trump win tomorrow at greater than 99%. But I would assume he's still got to be concerned about how big of a win. And, of course, the New York GOP's very complex, which is crazy, but it's pretty complex. Their delegate rules may allow the Donald's rivals to diminish the significance. So it's important by how much he wins. So I'll explain it to you, since it's like figuring out a Rubik's Cube. Each of New York's, follow along, don't fall asleep, each of New York's 27 congressional districts, okay, I got you there, they have three delegates to award. If he clears 50% in a district, he gets all three. If he comes in anywhere below that, even at 49, he gets two. The runner-up takes one. I think you get it now. So Trump should have big margins in Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, but he's stuck about 40% in some of the upstate districts. And then there's Harlem, where you're talking eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So Cruz and Kasich could swoop up some of the delegates. They say maybe as many as 24 of the 95 delegates. Now, on the Democratic side, polls from over the weekend show the race may be tightening a little bit. A CBS News YouGov poll puts Sanders within 10. That matches his best showing. An Emerson University poll shows him trailing by 15, still up 3 points from last week, and 33 points from last month. They give Clinton a 48% lead. And 538 puts the odds of a Clinton win in the Empire State at 99%. So they're saying 99%, so, okay, we get it. But it's the counting part that's confusing. 99%. What's interesting is over the weekend, about 30,000 people came to hear Bernie Sanders speak in Prospect Park. That's huge. Think about Sanders' win in Michigan. But that was an open primary system. So that meant younger voters flocking to the polls in large numbers. New York has a restrictive primary. If you didn't register with your party last October, you can't cast a ballot on Tuesday. So I think this is a different story here, probably. But isn't it interesting? 30,000 people. That's huge. to have any candidate have 30,000 people come out and listen to them. So there are people probably that were listening to Bernie Sanders that might want to vote for him, that it won't matter because they didn't get the rules and they're not registered, so it won't count. They can't do it. They can't vote. So it's ixnayed. Some of them would naturally be people that would be fans of Bernie's and could level more than just an opinion. They could actually cast a ballot. So we'll see how close he comes. It just doesn't seem as though he will. I think she pulls away with it and wins New York. As for Trump, I explained the reason why. Boy, that's tricky. That's tricky. That means they are counting, looking, watching, seizing the opportunity to turn it over and over again in their minds as to who is playing along and voting and who isn't. By the way, as we approach the tail end of this hour of America tonight, did you ever watch a show called Everybody Loves Raymond talk about New York? That was really where this all took place. Doris Roberts, who was the mother, dead at the age of 90, she played Marie Barone on that show. She died apparently overnight in her sleep, according to a spokesperson. And they say she had been healthy and active, but, 90 years old. She appeared last in public last month. She was at an actors' union event. They were talking about the scarcity of female directors. And she was somebody who was pretty beloved in the business. And especially because she really put her stamp on that show, Everyone Loves Raymond. And that was a very popular show. And she was recognized, everywhere she went. There was a post of Everything Breaks in Twitter, of course, in the Twitter sphere. So Patricia Heaton, who worked with Doris Roberts, who played her daughter-in-law, she said, truly the end of an era. My wonderful TV mother-in-law and nemesis Doris Roberts was a consummate professional from whom I learned so much. She was funny and tough and loved life, living it to the fullest. Nothing gave her greater joy than her three wonderful grandchildren, of whom she was so proud of. It truly was a privilege, Doris. I love you and miss you. And she put that out as soon as it was known that she had passed on. And then Dennis Leary, I like him. He's a funny comedian. He tweeted out that Roberts made me laugh so hard so many times. She was also known for a role on Remington Steele. She was on a bunch of movies, The Rose, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and a few other movies that you might recognize. But I think Everyone Loves Raymond is really the identifiable series for her. Thanks so much for listening. You, and that guy standing on the chair in the back. Hey, and the person asleep in the back of the room. Wake them up. Thanks.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.